Video shows 90,210 star Ian Ziering through first punch in fight with bikers in Hollywood. By Warner Todd Houston on January 3, 2024. Just released video of the fight on Hollywood Boulevard between 90,210 star Ian Ziering and a group of bikers got its start when Ziering made the first move. The story broke on Tuesday when TMZ reported that Ziering, 59, was attacked on Hollywood Boulevard by half a dozen members of the 605 minibike gang. But video of the attack seems to show that the Sharknado actor exited his vehicle and shoved and swatted at one of the minibike riders before any of the bikers resorted to fisticuffs, TMZ reported on January 3. It then became a free-for-all. Ian lunges out of the car and immediately shoves one of the bikers, which then sets off the brawl, TMZ reported. It is still unknown what had occurred between Ziering and the group of bikers ahead of the street brawl. After the fighting ceased, Ziering was seen comforting his 10-year-old daughter, Penna, after the attack. Ziering's car window was bashed in during the conflagration and he ended up with scrapes and bruises. But no serious injuries, TMZ later reported. The actor posted a note to fans on Instagram describing the attack, calling the bike riders a bunch of hooligans. "Yesterday, I experienced an alarming incident involving a group of individuals on mini bikes," Ziering wrote on December 2. "While stuck in traffic, my car was approached aggressively by one of these riders, leading to an unsettling confrontation. In an attempt to assess any damage, I exited my car. This action, unfortunately, escalated into a physical altercation, which I navigated to protect myself." He went on adding, "I am relieved to report that my daughter and I are both completely unscathed. But the incident has left me deeply concerned about the growing boldness of such groups who disrupt public safety and peace. This situation highlights a larger issue of hooliganism on our streets and the need for effective law enforcement responses to such behavior. As a citizen and a parent, I find it unacceptable that groups can freely engage in this kind of behavior, causing fear and chaos, while the response from authorities seems insufficient. I have always been an advocate for standing up against intimidation and misconduct, and this incident reinforces my belief in the importance of personal and community safety. We must address the underlying issues that lead to such disruptive behavior and ensure that our streets are safe for everyone. I urge city officials and law enforcement to take decisive action against such lawlessness and provide the necessary resources to prevent future occurrences. I am thankful for the support of my family, friends, and fans during this time. It's in challenging moments like these that the strength and unity of our community are most vital. Happy New Year." The Los Angeles Police Department said it is conducting a felony vandalism and misdemeanor assault investigation into the incident. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.